We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I promised that I would bring in former Redskins star Santana Moss, and I promised and I shall deliver. My man Santana, first of all, thank you so much for coming in, being part of this conversation, man. I need to know where your head is at right now.
I mean, it's pretty much everywhere like everyone else. I believe that's, you know, that's been a fan of the old Redskins over the years, and just, you know, the guys that went through that organization that put on that emblem for so many years. It's where it probably would be, but at the same time, when it comes to what's going on in this world today, so many social issues, a lot of the unjust situations that, you know, my African Americans have been through and have been fighting for, it's only right that we hear out everybody. And I think when it comes down to what the Native Americans have experienced from day one, and this isn't new when it comes to, you know, where we at right now with this name change and everything. I think when you get to where we at today with the response from the people that I think that basically handles the, you know, the big nitty gritty part of it when it comes to the bottom dollar, you know, we have to do what's best. And I think not being in that seat or not having, you know, a position at that seat to say what's best or not, I think those who are at in that seat and have the opportunity to make that change have to do so.
Now, did you think this day would ever come? Because obviously this is a conversation that's been going on before you put on the burgundy and gold, while you were there, and of course since.
You know, I was kind of caught off by, you know, I remember in 2005, we was in the playoffs and we was in, I believe, Seattle. And I was caught off guard when we was getting ready to load on the bus, and there were so many Native Americans like out there picketing and had signs about, you know, the Washington Redskins name. Never knew nothing about it. You know, I didn't know that it was offensive to, you know, Native Americans. You know, I share with people that I have a little background with my grandmother and her grandmother, her mom and grandparents are Native Americans. They're Cherokee Indians. So all my life, I've been trying to find out and learn more about that side of my family. But just to see that, you know, happen to me as early as 2005, from that day on, I heard more and more, you know, cries out about it. So to see it finally here now today, I didn't think it would be that day. But when it comes down to why and who's calling that, you know, who's playing that card, then you have to understand that this is not something that we can just push behind us or put under the rug. We got to basically go out there and make sure something happens.
Now, how common was that when you would travel that you would see, you know, groups out there picketing and you know, protesting the name?
It was only when we went out west to Washington to play in Seattle, rather, or when we was like on the West Coast and you had a lot of indigenous people in those areas. I didn't see it anywhere else. You hear about it a lot in the news while we was playing, but to actually see those, you know, people out there, you know, protesting, it was like, man, I didn't know, you know. And so when I look back at that and just see what, you know, we've been going through for so many years as African Americans, you know, I wanted to educate myself a little more. Like, man, you know, why is this offensive? You know, what is the true meaning behind this Redskins name? You know, what is it? You know, what is it to them? And it was so many mixed views. I was looking it up for years. You have so many people who are Native Americans and say, hey, I'm not offended. Then you have so many of them that say, no, this is why I'm offended. And you know, I hear both sides, and I'm not the guy to tell you what we should or shouldn't do. But those who are in that seat, like I said before, have to understand why and know what's right is right.
Now, since you mentioned this movement in this moment that we are in, you know, people out in the streets protesting systemic racism, and you've seen a 180-degree U-turn done by Roger Goodell and the NFL as an entity. Now, individual owners, maybe not so. As a group, this is what they have said that they are going to do and going to be about. Do you sense that that's genuine?
You know, I'm going to have mixed views about it because I truly believe that if it was genuine, it would have been done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Being genuine, meaning that I hear you, I feel you, you shouldn't have to go through that. Being that, you know, you are part of what I stand for, then we should see, too, that you are represented better and we do better by you. Now they fed up and they say, we're going to react this way to now say you hear us. So, you know, I don't want to get into that because I try to stay away from the political side of a lot of things that goes on in our life. But the more you live, the more you learn about how this world really operates. And it's sad. But in the day, man, you know, I'm just grateful to see that a time of today, the time that we're in today, things are starting to change. I think I'm really optimistic about our future because the generation of now, they're sticking together. You know, I understand how people might want to say, you know, what blacks do to blacks and all this stuff. Yeah. Besides all that, this generation today, when it comes to mankind, period, are sticking together a little differently. And I think with that being said and done, that's going to allow things to move forward and see change.
You know what? One of my real stances has been not this performative social justice, but actually doing things that actually help people, actually doing tangible things that make change. So obviously they've said, you know, some of the things that they're going to do within the league, but what are some things that you feel like need to be done to actually change the culture and to change some of the systemic racism that's afflicted the league?
I'm all about equality. I'm all about this people getting treated fairly. You know, I've been about that from day one, regardless of how much I knew then or now about how unfair things have been for us as African Americans. I'm gonna be real with you. I've been blind to a lot of it only because you hear it and you try to just say, look, this is what I got. This is what I'm going to deal with. And I'm going to make the best of it. That's how I was born and raised. I was raised to take what I have, which was little or whatever it may have been, and do the best with it. So regardless of what was given or not, I've always just pushed through and made the best of it and made the best with it. Now, when you sit back and you really look at it and say, okay, let me measure these things out, really. Let me put this group over here and this group over here, and let me start adding things up. Then it's clear to you that, oh, man, something's been done wrong here. So I'm all about equality, man. Let everybody play on the same fair grounds and get treated the same way and get respected the same way. And I think it'll be a better place for all of us. But until that happens, then you're going to see what we're going through now.
Well, you know what? It seems like they're built for it. So hopefully they can actually, you know, we can get some changes done that help the generations that follow. I mean, what would you want to be kind of like the kind of last words for, I mean, right now we're talking a lot about the Redskins, but just in general about the NFL in this moment that we're in. Like, I just want to know how you've encapsulated this whole time period in your life.
I mean, when I look at it, man, you know, it's actually something that I'm sitting here saying, wow, you know, 20 years from now, my kids and me, you know, as old as I'm going to probably be, you know, 20 years from now, but they're going to be, you know, in their prime, in their adult years, saying that 2020, I watched this, you know, I saw this happen, you know, and that's some of the stories that we hear from our ancestors and our grandparents about what happened in those historic, you know, years. So 2020 is going to be one of those historic years about talking about so many different things, you know, whether it's the virus that we're talking about, the change of equality when it comes to, you know, all mankind and especially stuff in the sports world when it comes to how they're handling things now with dealing with the virus and alongside of that with just, you know, giving these guys, you know, their voice, letting their voice be heard a little differently. You know, it's just funny to me that what stems or what starts things to change. But when it's happening, you can't be, satisfied with just seeing it being, pushed the right direction. So I'm just grateful that we can actually see it, not say that we pushed for it or we fought for it and it didn't happen. No, we actually now starting to see some of the things move forward in the right direction for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.